Welcome to Standing in the Sunlight with Cynthia Rose. We are all on an ever-unfolding unique journey. Join Cynthia Rose as she begins her unique perspective to all that is meaningful. Topics and personalities that support your path, bringing inspiration and passion and heart-centered ways to live a more fulfilling life. A down-to-earth and uplifting sharing of what it means to be spiritual, creative, and living life to the fullest by standing in the sunlight. Born an intuitive medium, Cynthia Rose is also an ordained minister, singer, astrologer, educator, and writer. She has studied the intuitive and healing arts for over 40 years. Rise up and stand in your sunlight now with Cynthia Rose.
Well, hello. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I'm Cynthia Rose, and I'm so happy that you're joining me today, or this evening, or this morning. It's a funny thing how all the technology we have now, that we can be so connected. It can be a great thing. Just a couple of things about connecting. You can find me on Facebook at Cynthia Rose Medium. You can also join Standing in the Sunlight radio group where we post and you can interact. You just have to apply and then Brendan will let you in. I think you might find that through Cynthia Rose Medium, not sure. But we're there, you can find us. You can also find me on Instagram, Twitter, or Cynthia Rose Medium. And I would love it if you would go to YouTube and click subscribe on my Cynthia Rose Medium page. It doesn't mean anything other than if you open up your YouTube and sign in that you'll see my latest shows. And it helps me. I'm trying to get to this a new page. I'm trying to get to a number of likes so that I actually can have a page name instead of a whole bunch of numbers. So I'd be so grateful if you could do that. And thank you to those of you that have. We're more than halfway there. So that being said, here we are as we are December 19th, 2018. And the year has just flown by. I mean, wow, next week I'll be coming to you and we'll be even closer to the end of the year. So I'll save talking about that till next year or till next next week. But today, I'm talking to you about life through our mind, our soul, and finding and following our spirit path. And just reflections and insights as they come to me. I spent the morning walk the dogs thinking about what will I speak of today. And I hope that something that I say helps you, supports you in some way. Take what fits for you and throw out what doesn't. This is a heart-to-heart sharing of anything I can say that can help you. My life has been a very varied path. I have always been connected to spirit and wanting to grow and unfold, and my thirst for wisdom has always been great. That being said, I don't wish to present myself as being any greater or any less than anyone else. And something that comes to me about that is how important that is, that we honor that part of ourselves that is greater than anything we can see, touch, and feel in this physical world. And if we take something from a mental perspective through our mind, remembering that everything goes through our mind, we are on an earth plane here, everything we experience will go filtered through our mind, then it becomes even more important to be aware of how our mind operates and how our mind works uniquely. And when I was thinking today of how going for this walk, my mind could say, what a beautiful day for a walk. It's a good day. Take the dogs for a walk. it's good for your health. It's good to get out there, the sunshine. That's really quite all just purely a mental perspective. It may all be true, but it's still mental perspective. And from my soul, there was a feeling of how beautiful it was to be with my dogs. They're part of my loves. And how it was nice to just commune with them and walk with them and pay attention. I love looking at the bird nests that have been created, the little homes around the area and the trees. That's one thing about the bare trees in the winter is that you get to see all the bird nests. You don't see them when all the leaves are on the trees. So it's a feeling of depth for me and appreciation and gratitude that it's a beautiful sunny day here. I came home and really appreciate the beautiful weather we've had here and everything that we have here. We have so much. And I've just been filled with gratitude for that. But also on my walk is walking with spirit and walking and remembering that those that have walked this earth with me, gather close to me. It's a holiday time, and to say hello to them and to send my love to them. And there's something about the spirit of the animals that I'm walking with too, that tuning into that joy so I can listen at a greater depth. And I think we operate on these three different levels at different times and moments in our life, and hopefully we remember to take time for each of these. Now, I can say that when I was younger, there were certain times that the mind dominated for me. The spirit felt like there wasn't enough time. And certainly that happens at different passages in our life. The voice of my soul was always fairly loud. I'm grateful for that. I can't say that was always something I was in gratitude for, but I am so much in gratitude for all of the experience that I've had now. So just encouraging you in this, as we come closer to the end of the year, the holiday season, to remember all those parts of yourself. We can get caught up in the giving of what we're giving. Just remember that when we give a gift to someone, the intent of that gift and the love that goes with it is just as powerful as the gift itself. And that sometimes spending an hour with someone and visiting with someone and just being there with them can be much more valuable than what we bring. I think that if I'm lucky enough to be here as an old lady, that probably will be even more important, people that take the time to spend an hour with me. I'm thinking of my father-in-law, how we used to make time to go and visit with him and how he was filled with gratitude every time he came. It was just a joyous time. Maybe when we get to a certain age, maybe it's a given that we realize that every day is a gift, when in fact every day is a gift, because none of us know when this day is ending for us, when this life will end. We really don't. When our time comes, our time comes. We may be ill and we may live way past what we're told. We may not be ill, we may go instantly. And I live every day knowing that it could be my last and knowing that my mind plans for tomorrow. Oh, I want to make sure that I've got something for breakfast tomorrow and that I've got the ingredients to cook something tomorrow. Because I don't go to the market every single day. I'd love to, I just don't have the time. So I plan for things, although knowing that in this instant right now, you and I are together. Whether you're listening on playback or whether you're here live, we have the capacity to be together here and now to a greater depth and let all worries fall away and all thoughts fall away and really take in this moment right here and now. That is such a gift. And when we're in a season where there can be hustle and bustle and running around to get everything ready and everything just right and trying to keep everybody happy, I hope you'll just remember to just take a moment and just be still and listen to your breath for a moment. What's it all for? Because in the end, none of all that matters. In the end, what's it for? For me, it's to find a greater joy, to live from a greater joy. And some of us are dogged by worry or concern, real life, honest concerns. And I don't mean to diminish that. But there, I want to remind you that you can take a moment to just breathe in the gratitude for the moment. And in this very moment right now, there is no problem. There is no issue. Everything is perfect in this moment. If there's something that we're going to worry about, it will be there for us. If we want to go back and worry about the past, we can do that too. But do remember that the past doesn't exist, because every time we worry about the past, we bring it into the present, and it is now in the present for us. So this moment becomes the all-powerful. We create from this moment, we enjoy from this moment, and we suffer from this moment. Take a moment to enjoy it. I know that I used to make a big dinner, and we would invite those that didn't have anywhere to go. And it was a lot of work. It was work getting ready, the shopping, maybe the day before, queuing things up, planning things, and then up early. It didn't matter if bed was 2 a.m, had to be up at 6 or 7 in order to get that huge turkey in and get everything going. But I would always try and find some time in the afternoon right before the the potatoes had to be in and everything had to be sort of by clockwork. And I would just sit and I would stare out the window and think about how it was interesting. I was rushing in the moment to get something ready so we could all sit down, that within 15 minutes everybody would eat dinner. I mean, we might have second helpings, but I mean, everybody would just be eating. And it's kind of funny because I did a lot of that rushing around to get things so, or rushing for the day. And yet, isn't it supposed to be about enjoying the journey as we get there? You know, when we're shopping for a gift, maybe to enjoy looking at everything and make an experience of it. We humans can get so caught in the mind running the show. And that is never where the joy is. You know, the idea when we talk about somebody that lives from their head, that will never be satisfied. We'll never find peace there, because there's always going to be something rolling around. There's no stillness. But if we go to our heart or our soul and breathe in from that moment, enjoy the moment of a child laughing, the memory. We might bring the past into the present and remember loved ones. And let me remind you, they would be there with you at that moment, whether you acknowledge it or not. And remember that you are so much more than all of this, the mental calisthenics we're going through. Living from the heart is to really take on the depth of these moments. We may feel quite moved to do something and joyous about something, even though we've taken on a responsibility that our mind is going, oh, I really want to do all that. We can move it over into maybe we've made a choice to do something. Like, you know, in the case of maybe having to make a big dinner and get everything ready, probably most of us would say, yeah, I want to do it. And yet there's a part of us that might be overwhelmed with all we have to do, even though another part of us is excited. And that's kind of what I'm speaking to, is to empower you to live from the heart self, the soul self, to embrace that you are spirit and so much more, and to just breathe that in through all of the hustle and bustle of the season. And of course, there's nothing more joyous than being around little ones during this season, because they haven't forgotten that, have they? And if you don't have little ones, well, you can just go to a mall and watch all the little ones playing in the public play area, sip a coffee or a tea and see that. You can definitely witness it wherever you are. If you're unable to get out and you're unable to be in a place like that, then I don't know. Maybe you'll have to watch a show that relates to children to remind you of that. Let's not forget that. I always used to say to my son, there is an adult in every child that will come and grow, and there is a child in every adult. And to awaken the child within us at this time of year, what does that mean? Well, it means to try and see something again for the first time. We love to jump onto labels. Oh yeah, I know all about Christmas. Christmas is this, this, and this. But if we start seeing things through all the experiences that we've already had, we kind of miss the magic of that very moment. We can have a very different holiday. And if Christmas isn't your holiday, if there is other holidays, then excuse me, whatever holidays you celebrate. Or maybe you don't celebrate any holidays and it is just a time of enjoying time off and being with family and friends, and maybe it's that for you. Nevertheless, it's a very powerful time right now as we come close to the solstice, getting still for a moment and clear. Oh, I can see that we're getting cued for a little break, and we will be back. So stretch your legs. Grab a glass of water or eggnog. I'll see you in a moment.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, talk, touch their hair. details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones we carry with us every day. Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it. Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. Brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back. So we're talking about finding and following our path, mind, soul, and spirit. And, you know, I feel called to speak about something that's come into my awareness the last few days, is that as we're trying to do that, there are things in the world that aren't pleasant. This happens regularly. Something hits the news and it can be quite painful. Some of us feel it quite painfully, the harshness side of harsh of humanity, the unkind. And I think more than ever in this time, because of the way we are often disconnected from the elements of the earth, or you know, you could be in a cement jungle every day, day in and day out, and not be reminded of the magic, that it becomes more and more important. Say our grandfathers or great-grandfathers before us may have lived on land. They may have had a natural connection that we might not think of as spirituality, but it may have been spiritual for them. And so it becomes more and more important that as we follow our path, that we remember that we are soul and spirit. Soul is the part of us that has always existed, that has many memories, experiences. Spirit, the part of us that never ends. We do not die. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It just changes form. We do not die. More on that in another show, but I'm just saying that this is... It's in finding our soul power that we can find more inner peace and feel like, yes, we are on our path. The truth is, you probably are on your path, and that we tend to think, well, I was on my path, I was off my path. But, you know, it's all our path. We're each on our path, because sometimes it's through the discomfort of our minds and our emotions saying, I don't like this, that we can actually redirect where it is that we want to go. And on this plane, this duality plane, we have things we like and things we don't like. Love, hate, it brings that duality to us that sometimes we need to change where we're headed because we don't like something. But we wouldn't know that until we started down that path. And that is just part of our existence and our experiences that we have here. The soul knows that we're always on our path and that we are refining our knowledge. I do believe that we take that knowledge with us when we go. And some are, what we say, more aware of this than others, and some are not aware of it at all. It is unfortunate that I heard about the allegations with John of God recently. I haven't been there myself. I can't comment on any of that because I don't know anything about it. But it did have me thinking about the importance to something that I teach when I teach the energy work and strengthening the auric field for developing greater awareness of self and moving into psychic and mediumship communication. I do believe that it is really essential that we don't give our power away, that we don't make somebody above us in any way. There is no one, no matter who they are, that hasn't said that they are still learning and I'm sure if I had the Dalai Lama on the show, he would say he's still experiencing and listening and learning. And I have great respect for the Dalai Lama. So it just had me thinking about this whole idea that as we try and search for our own soul power and growth, that how often in this society that sexuality gets mixed up with power. And I'm speaking only just in general, not about anybody in particular. But it makes me think, and in astrology, our ambitions and our sex drive actually are represented in the same area. And it's just really something I've contemplated before. And it just came to me that so often this gets mixed up and we make a really big deal of it in our society. And that the idea that we may want to be sexual, is it that we're wanting to be sexual or is it that we're craving power? That would take a level of self-honesty in order to really determine where we are. Because the unity with another is not the same as dominating another. So there is sometimes a misunderstanding about that. And I wonder why that is, that that can happen to anybody at any time. And I think that is because we're never free from our ego, in that we must always remember to stay humble and that we are always learning, and that we to never think that we've arrived. And I don't mean to not acknowledge oneself, but to think that we've arrived. I hope that for me, I just keep learning and evolving and growing, ever unfolding until one day I leave this plane. But if I get to the place where I think there's nothing else, then perhaps I've blocked, because there just never is. There's always going to be something to experience and learn, even if it's just the joy of the day. So it just had me thinking about the importance. I always teach this. Do not give your power away to someone else. Somebody may have amassed knowledge in an area that you wish to obtain, but that should never mean giving your power away to another. We can admire people's accomplishments. I have learned this in more than one way. You know, when you in the music field, in order to create music, you create music with other people. And say if you're working in a band, you've got to stand in your own power to create, to be part of something with someone. But I can remember being young and in awe of, say, a musical icon, or in awe of someone that their ability. And then really, I'm not really connecting with them. I'm creating some kind of image, or my ego is creating an image. So we could be either creating an image of someone, or we could be creating an image of ourselves. And how important it is, if we want a meaningful life, to remember that we are experiencing this moment, not to limit ourselves and to say, okay, well, I'm going to be like that person. We can take the qualities of someone and we can admire them, but do not ever give your power away. I don't know how I could say that any other way, but it's so important. If you put people on a pedestal, well, then you're going to knock them down at some point, and then that's going to be painful. But if you can instead connect with people heart to heart, and realize that they may be holding space for you. Someone can hold space for you to get to where it is you want to go. That's a different thing. And so I suggest seek out teachers or people that support you, that hold space for you to get where you're going, but not trying to control it. It's something that I have very strong within me, is in the clairs, what we call claircognizance, clairaudience, clairvoyance. Claircognizance, a sense of knowing, is very strong in me. I have nurtured that since I've been a little girl. And no one can take that away from me. When I know, I know. And it's an interesting thing doing that and being a teacher and realizing that I may see something that can help someone develop on their path. And I can only tell them that when they ask, and maybe tell them once and then let them decide, because I don't ever want to put myself in a position of letting them think I know more for their path. What I want is to empower someone's path. And my ego gets a little upset when I see the dance of someone giving their power away and someone saying, look at me, I'm all so powerful, I have the answer. I own that completely. It's painful to watch for me. So just some notes on that, on how we need to have that. That has to be strengthened within us. And I find it interesting now we have Jupiter has gone into Sagittarius. We had all the sexual scandals that came out when Jupiter was in Scorpio, Scorpio ruling sexuality. And now, you know, Jupiter shines a light on Sagittarian things, which can be, excuse me, we can be a little fanatical about something, or we can get structured into a belief system that leaves no room for evolvement. And I wonder over the next year or two if we're going to have more unfolding of how certain types of organizations that supposedly help us, where we don't have the corruption come out within that. I wonder. Just a thought. So don't give your power away, because you are a soul, as what I go back to the beginning. If we're not living from the mind and you live from the soul, then if we can get still enough, or we can have a ritual or a habit of getting into that stillness and connect with our soul self, then we know it's true. That I really believe all of the answers are within you. And that no one has your answers. Although some people can be helpful at waking up that part of you to support, hold space for you, that you may find your answers. The best for me, the best experience, if I'm reading for someone, bringing through loved ones, if soul to soul, when I'm doing a soul to soul reading, I really hope that I'm waking up or helping to acknowledge something within someone and empowering them, not telling them, where they don't have any idea, but where something awakens to me, that is what is the gift. And you say to me, well, how do I do that, Cynthia Rose? Well, one of the things I want to say about that is we've got to be brutally honest in this time, really honest. And in order to be really honest, we need to not be stuck in judgment. Because we won't grow if we hold ourselves in a harsh place of judgment. I think, and I am going on a rant here, but I am, because I think that Jesus was trying to show us just that. Not judgment, but coming from a place of unconditional love. That is our spirit soul path, to be on that path. I made a commitment to living from an unconditional love many, 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 many years ago. Does that mean that I lived every day from unconditional love? Absolutely not. I was highlighted and shown where I was not living from that place. Because that's what happens to us. We have things come up to show us where we're in judgment of something else, and really, it's an illusion that we're separate. You and I are one, but that's really easy to say. And if we don't have the experience of knowing that, then they're just words. But I believe that we're all on this path to own and embrace more of unconditional love. And in order to do that, we need to train the mind so that we are not living from a place of judgment all the time. And when there is judgment, then we can't get judgy about being judgy. So, if you catch yourself judging someone, take a breath. Blow it away and let it go. And you might have some awareness come to the fact that there's something that you need to work on. And remember that as you're growing and ever unfolding, that what other people think of you is none of your business. Love yourself first. And that's not selfish. I like to always use the metaphor of somebody with their arms open wide is reaching out to share more with the world. Somebody who is closed and bringing their arms around and closed in has nothing to share. They're closed in there. And that metaphor fits. It works the way I see it. Is that we, as we move into living from a place of compassion and caring, sometimes we have to bear witness to some really painful things. And that means resetting ourselves and dealing with what comes up. It's really hard to see some things. Like, you know, yesterday there was an encounter. My husband and I came across a man who was in rage. And I could feel the anger in him that, you know, he could lash out and hit someone any minute. I could just feel it. That was hard to witness. That soul is in a lot of pain. So let's talk more about coming from a different place after our last break, and then we'll have our last section of the show. I'm so glad you're here with me. See you in a minute.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit stoptextstoprex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back. So I'm talking about sometimes having to bear witness to some pretty awful things that happen in this world, or sometimes bearing witness to the what we might consider the ugliness of life. And that is one of the toughest things we go through, and some of us have had some pretty tough spots in this regard. And what can you say to somebody when they are trying to find their way out? You know, I was thinking about the idea that sometimes in our all of our lives, we may feel like we're lost, or we need to get out of a rut, or we're just want something better, but we can't see it. And I say that sometimes if you're in a place like that where you can't see it, then reaching outside of yourself, if you don't have the belief or the power in your soul self yet, then reaching outside of yourself to find that inner voice can be meaningful. Because I can assure you that there are souls on the other side that are here in service. And sometimes there are souls that were in service doing exactly what it was they did here, and other times it's like a service work for them. Somebody maybe who didn't listen to their loved ones, maybe in service on the other side, trying to listen to those that passed and to help. And I believe that there are guides for all of us. So however that fits for you in a belief system that works for you, that's what's necessary. I know that energy is there for you in many different forms. And I know that in the West, we love our angels. And if it works for you to reach out for your angels, then do not beg them for something, but accept. I know that you are here to support me as I grow and evolve and learn to love myself more. And let me take that judgment that I have and release it to you, angels, and take back, bring that unconditional love to me. If that is what you need, then that is what you, that works for you, that's great. Don't be attached to one way if you want to keep evolving. But another thing I could offer you in this time is the miracle of prayer. I am a big believer in affirmative prayer, to affirm what is happening now. And I also believe in this moment, everything is as it should be, is perfect as it is, and that when we accept how things are, then we can bring something else. We don't get stuck on our vision of how it should or shouldn't be, but accept that things are where they are for a reason. And we can take that in, breathe that in, and know that this is all leading us to somewhere else, and it's okay. And then we can affirm that I know everything is perfect right now, and everything is unfolding for me in the perfect way. And I embrace the unconditional love of the universe, of God, of who the angels, who, however that belief system works for you. Because there is a divine energy that is here for all of us. No matter our belief system, it's an energy. And if you're suffering or having a difficult time, try and be grateful. I'll tell you, there's a time when I did gratitude, and I can tell you that was difficult for me. There was a time when I had a really hard time feeling what I was saying, but I did it anyway. So you know what they say, do it anyways. Fake it till you make it. You might have to be grateful for the fact that you have arms, or grateful for the fact that you have legs. Or I can remember saying to my husband, I'm grateful because there's no pain in my nose. Because there was a time when I had pain everywhere. And so I would say, well, I'm grateful I don't feel pain in my nose. I literally was feeling pain severely everywhere, but I focused on what I could be grateful. I'm grateful that I have my husband. I'm grateful that I have breath, that I'm still here. And there was so many things that I could still focus on. And it's worth it. It matters. It's learning to train the mind that where you are right now is not where you're going to be. Because the one thing that will always be is change. Change you can rely on. because everything changes form. Energy shifts and changes. Nothing stays the same. It is our minds that want to put things into boxes and label things. And in order to find peace and happiness, we need to be aware of how we're putting things in boxes. If you are having a hard time in this season, remember that there are suicide lines that you can call. There is support everywhere. Reach out to someone that you can talk with. Because I know that this is a difficult time for some people in this season, and you may not see the way forward. Sometimes we need another human being present to hold space for us. And being vulnerable to seek and reach out, that is a gift. Because we're not meant to be machines and not feel. The fact that we can feel sadness is the fact that we can feel joy. And the level of sadness you can feel is actually the level of joy you can feel. Isn't that interesting? That as we reach down into the depths of our soul and feel something there, we know that we can reach up into that level of joy. There was a time when someone told me that, and I thought, I wasn't sure what they were talking about. And so if you're in that place, I certainly encourage you to know that I've walked the path of what I share. I have walked and grown through many things. I do not ever profess to say I have only have the answers. I can only share my journey, my path, hoping that in some way it will help yours. Because I know the truth. I know that you and I are all connected. I know that we're all big one world family. And I only can do as much as I can do. And this is one way I come to you, reaching out to help you in some way, hopefully. And I just wanted to mention, if you are interested, we are just getting them up onto the website. They'll be up by the end of the year. But I will be teaching. I'll be in Vancouver, BC at some point, doing a demonstration of mediumship and teaching people how to tune into themselves at a deeper level. I'll be in Bellingham. Doing some mediumship. I will be in the White Rock area. I'll be in the Bellevue, Seattle area. I'll be at Lilydale. I think I know that date, actually. It's like May 17th to 20th with a beautiful spirit artist named Joe Scheel. We'll be teaching platform mediumship in a unique way. So if you are studying mediumship and you would like to attend, that's going to be wonderful. I also have Tony Stockwell here. We'll be teaching mediumship and I think psychic detection 1st of May in Denver, Colorado, if you're interested in that. I think there's something scheduled in the Chicago area. I just don't have all the dates for you right now. We're just getting things up on the website. But I'll also be available for readings in Kauai. If you're in that area, you can reach out to Brendan and he can help you with that. So I hope that you have something unique about your season. I hope that as we get closer to the end of the year, which is coming very quickly, that you find the time this week to sort out what it is that you would like to create for the next year. Because it's a very powerful time the next couple of days. And I would encourage you to write it out, write it down, fold it up. And you can do two things with it. You can take a picture of it so that you have it for future reference. And then you can burn it and release it. What is it that you want to create? But may I suggest, what do you want to create from your soul self? Not like, I want a new car, I want this, I want that. But what would be the feeling you have if you wanted a new car? Are you trying to reach a greater sense of freedom? You know, what do these physical things represent for you? Because you are the essence of life, and you are part of this God essence expressing. And what is it you want to express? You are so powerful, whether you realize it or not. Some of us create and have consequences we're not happy with, and some of us are creating and enjoying our consequences. I think most of us create both. I just don't know where you are in time and space right now. But I do know that you can create so much more. And I'm not talking about living from a place of Pollyanna or make-believe. I'm talking reality here, that you really can create more of it, what you want. If I just think about the idea of Om Times Radio that I'm coming to you on, and the beautiful work that Om Times has done, and all the affecting of humanity that they have done, just all the beautiful people that are part of this network trying to make a difference. All that right there is powerful. All different people reaching out to you, the people that created this, all the great work they have done. And that's just one group. And so let me remind you to stay focused on what's beautiful. Not that we're not acknowledging what we don't see as beautiful. But there is always a choice of where we focus our energy and how we focus our energy. And whether you enjoy the words of Jesus or not, I think he was a wise teacher, and that he was very much here. And the spirit of Christmas for me with him is to teach us to love one another unconditionally. And that's a lot right there. And that we must love ourselves in order to love another. And that all can be forgiven and all can be released. And every day is a new day. And I think that we can get caught up on the idea of the suffering of Jesus. But was he not pointing to us that we were, this is the suffering you bring as a collective, he was saying to us. Or when he was creating great things and saying, anything I can do, you can do better. He was trying to say, don't put me on that pedestal. He was trying to say, be with me. Be with me in unconditional love. Be with me. Learn the lessons I'm trying to share with you. That's just a little perspective on me. It's the way I look at when I talk to a soul who's crossed to the other side. They've not really, I don't think when I cross over that I'm really going to want to talk so much about how I died. Although I have a rule, they need to tell me whether or not they have died from an event or an illness. I need to know things to identify them. We don't want to spend all that time hearing about exactly what it was, because who were they? How did they live their life? What's the essence of who they were? That to me is what people want to share. I think that's what I will. Who knows what won't matter when I cross over. Yep, welcome to my world. I live every day realizing that this time here is limited. But as a young lady, I had a mother who came to me saying her time was up. And although I cried for her and miss her greatly, she returned home to a place that is wonderful. But while we're here in this time, we can bring that sense here to the earth, and that's what we're here to do. So be with yourself in love. Be with your angels. Be with your God. Be with the greater part of yourself. And walk through the end of this year, I hope, with me in a place of creation. And I would love to hear from you if you've created something what you've shifted. I love to witness people shifting. So you can find me at cynthiarosemedium.com if you'd like to have an appointment, astrology, mediumship. You can connect with me on all the social networks. I have lots of classes coming up in the next year. I'd love to help you in the unfolding of your journey. And I have to say, if you've got a pet, give them an extra snuggle because they are magical. I was recently away, and I have to tell you, I missed my doggy and my kitties. But I miss my doggy so much, and I could feel he missed me. I tried FaceTiming with him, and it wasn't enough for him. But I was so grateful to be home with him. So much love to you all, wherever you are in the world. Happy holidays to you. And until next week, we'll see you after Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Bye for now.